You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
What's good?
Yo!
What's good, everybody? Welcome to a very special episode of The Cooligans.
That's right, where Christian and I are going to reveal the truths we've said about each other with our individual meetings with our therapist.
These episodes are usually a little difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of crying. Okay. It's mostly because Christian punches me in the throat.
Okay, but you got to come clean. Every episode of every show has one of these.
Yeah, you got to get it out.
Okay. Will they, won't they? Today we have an exciting episode because we're going to be playing for you the MLS Journeyman versus Cooligans trivia spectacular.
This is huge. Yeah. Dan Gargan.
Yes.
Dax McCarty.
Yes.
Alan Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Polanco.
I heard him.
Alexis Guerreros.
Damn. Who's that?
Producers.
I was there too. It was crazy. Yeah. It was wild.
Miguelito was there. You actually had a tough gig on this one because you had to keep track of points.
It was an active gig.
And you had to shut us all up. And these are five yippers.
It was.
Wait to hear this.
You were
episode.
Moderating or asking the questions. Yes, our guest, Travis Elwig, just made a weird noise dropping his phone.
Don't worry about that. You heard his episode last a couple days ago.
But we're recording this beforehand to let you know how excited we are about the episode. This is a little MLS trivia, so you can get involved in it as you're listening.
Yeah, keep your own score.
Answer some of the questions. Yeah. But it was a really...
Unless you're driving. try not to keep your own score.
Who says you can't do trivia while you're driving? There's nothing against that.
Yeah. Do us a favor. Why don't you tweet at us or X us or post in our comments section of any video you want, of any reel on our Instagram, what your score would have been.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to get to that in a second. Just a reminder, make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast and hit the subscribe button on YouTube as well if you're watching on there. But we appreciate everybody. This is a really fun episode. And make sure you follow Major League Journeyman as well.
Shouts to them for helping us put this together.
This is one of a kind, but also something I think we're going to be doing more of in the future. It was really, really fun to kind of test our soccer knowledge against professionals.
This is
players.
The way it was pitched to us, is you guys are going to do a game. We're like, cool. And then the day of, we find out it's a MLS trivia against one current and two former players. And I said, what makes you think we're prepared for this? But it ended up being
really, really fun.
Way more fun than I thought.
And also, we test their comedy knowledge as well. So there were a bunch of really great questions.
It's about as good as our MLS, deep MLS knowledge.
But really, really dope. So tune in. Let us know what you think about it. And if you'd like to see more of that, maybe there are certain players that do you think would be good for a trivia game.
Other soccer podcasts. We'll take on whoever, bro.
Yeah, dude. We're confident in our ability.
That's right.
Never lost.
Come on, son. Okay. You'll find out by the end of this episode whether that's true or not.
So here it is. Here's our trivia game with Major League Journeyman.
Wow, another major collab.
The collab of the century. Wow. Look at this. I mean, somebody said, get these two... Get these two comedians with, you know, professional athletes, all right? They will completely, it's a great pairing.
Right? There are 10 bad knees on your screen right now for different reasons.
Don't forget about the bad hip.
I was going to say that there's only nine natural hips here, too.
That's right.
How many surgeries do we have amongst all of us?
I got 14.
Oh,
I think it'd be better to do everyone else against Gordo. Right. That would be close.
I am the reigning champ of surgeries. What do you guys want to know? What part?
Jesus.
What part? What part?
This man gave his body for...
Which one took the longest and why was it the BBL?
Okay.
The sound you're hearing are the voices.
Let's
the hosts, the Major League Journeyman of Major League Journeyman.
Guys, this is an incredible collab. We're gonna be not even a collab; it's a competition.
This is a competition. Yes. If you don't know what Major League Journeyman is, you're absolutely missing out. It's an incredible podcast. From the inside, the phone call's coming from inside the house. It is Dan Gargan, Alan Gordon, and Dax McCarty, who was just here, but has just disappeared.
Where did Dax go?
As
he does this. This is, boys, he does this.
He said, you didn't say my name first?
He's like, I'm still playing. Why? It's the Cooligans versus Major League Journeyman. We're going to do some trivia, some little Jeopardy style game against each other. So it's us two against them three. There's going to be soccer questions. There's going to be
comedy
stuff.
We don't know. We don't know the questions.
It's
going to
be interactive,
one of us know the
but we don't know the none of us of the five here, we do not know the question. The only people that have the questions and the answers are our producers. So Mike Malley on the Meadowlark side, and we got Statman Jack on the Major League Journeyman side.
Mm-hmm. And to make this a little bit easier, each team will get a chance to answer once.
Mm-hmm.
You can communicate with each other, but you guys aren't all in the same room, so you can't like hide away from the mic.
Right.
So what we decided is to make this a little bit more fun. If you guys get it wrong, you guys can talk as much as you want about what you think the answer is. But if you get it wrong, we can steal within 5 seconds and vice versa.
Yeah, so we're going to really test our, I guess, soccer knowledge against these three professional athletes.
Okay.
But we'll do our best. How are you guys feeling about your chances?
2 out of 10. Yeah.
Perfect.
You're giving us a lot of credit for three brains here. We're gonna fight here.
Okay. Listen, there's only one of us that's still actively involved in soccer every day, and that's me. Gordo's slanging mortgages. Dan's doing stuff in St. Louis. Nobody knows what he's up to.
Doing stuff.
So, yeah.
I just know Dan Gargan has the largest copier I've seen in a home behind him. This printer, where you went to 1998.com to buy a printer for your home. I've never seen
that is a Xerox brand copier.
100%.
Dog.
What do you pay for that monthly? This thing is huge. You got a mortgage
subscription
on your printer.
Look, this is where we're going to score our points in roasting you guys.
The roasting is the only shot we got.
So, all right, Mike Malley, he is going to be directing us and asking the questions. Let's just get started and see where we go.
Well, we're going to start. Who's going to go first? Cooligans going first? Team Underdogs going first?
Ooh.
You know what? Let's let them go
okay,
first.
you are a guest.
Wow.
You guys are such great hosts.
We're trying to be generous.
Major League Journeyman, you're up first.
Yeah, and Mike. Just so everyone knows, we've got four categories of questions here. The first one is, who's that journeyman? So I'm going to give out some information about career, teams played for, appearances, goals, stuff like that. You're going to have to guess who the journeyman
is. Who
is
that journeyman? Okay. All right.
Number two, some questions about stadiums. Three is press conference or Ted Lasso. I'm going to give a quote. You have to decide if it was an old player, manager, someone, or Ted Lasso.
Can we write
Lasso.
This down?
No, we'll be fine. We'll know. We'll
just say second category.
Yeah. And then the last one is going to be soccer IQ. It's just going to be some random soccer trivia questions.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Perfect.
All right.
So, Team Journeyman, I'm going to need you guys to pick your question first, please.
Oh, yeah. Our category?
Category and point value.
And we go, what are the point values? 200
through 400.
100 through 400.
400.
Yeah.
I mean, we would be bad journeymen if we didn't pick the journeyman category first, right, guys? I mean, come on.
And we got to go big. We got to put them in
the
hole.
We're going
big? Yeah. We got to go 400.
You want to go big?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
400.
So we got five questions for each. Honestly, we got a fifth question for each topic. So we got 100 through 500.
So one through 500.
Bonus.
So 500 journeymen.
Is this?
Yeah, we're working our way backwards. Yeah. Well,
is this winners? Winners keep the ball. If you get it right, you get to keep the ball. No.
Could you be just a little less competitive for 5 minutes? You absolute maniacs! None of you have visited a therapist and dealt with this trauma yet.
Look at Gordo. He's wearing his old Galaxy jersey. That's how competitive he is.
I'm surprised
he thought this was an actual game.
In a shoe right now.
I got my boots on. I got my boots on.
He's got his shin guards on.
And I will stud you through this camera.
He two-foots us. Somehow he scores a header in the 85th minute.
We're going, who's that journeyman? Guys, 500.
500.
Yeah, 500 journeyman. Yes. For the journeyman.
Who's that journeyman?
So this player has made 0 career appearances, has 0 career goals. Their career spanned from 1922 to 2021, and they've been known with some projects as the Golden Girls, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, Hot in Cleveland, hosts of SNL, and there's a TV show named after them. This is a true journeyman of life, I guess I would say.
Oh, okay.
Versus soccer.
Oh boy.
Oh, wow. Boy.
While they commiserate.
We're going to need. I think we're going to need those shows again. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we got Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Hot in Cleveland. They've hosted SNL before, and they have a TV show that's.
Oh,
just
this,
their
is,
own
name. This is.
You got this, Gargs?
How are you going, Gargs?
It's an actress. Gargs?
Yeah, it's the actress that just passed away.
Oh, Betty. Betty White.
That
Betty
is
White.
Correct. Betty White.
Oh, wow. The guy
this is how we do this.
In the 85th minute.
Wow.
Holy.
Wow.
Gargs with the
expect-
assist from the right side.
Okay, wow. This is going to be Alan hard.
Yeah, that was Gordo just jumped straight to the top of the journeyman power this rankings, although okay. although Gargs got a little assist there.
Been
I think
that
he was
you.
On his way.
The cat. Okay.
We've been doing this all our
that
lives
was the
here,
$500
guys.
One?
For, yes. Yeah,
no, for the journeyman. Hey, I didn't make these questions.
All right.
Bro.
All good. All good. All right. I'm a little intimidated, but we'll keep going.
Okay. So your other options for categories, Christian, are venues, which are questions about stadiums, press conference or Ted Lasso, which is the quote one, and soccer IQ, which is random soccer
trivia.
All right.
We got to do press conference. Oh, or Ted Lasso for 500.
For 500.
I think we got that. Yeah, we gotta tie this game
for 500.
Dude, we're already making their decisions for them, guys. I like
it. We're just living rent free.
Yes, it's over.
This guy pulled out Betty White out of nowhere.
All right,
so
it's probably the name he used the hotel.
Your quote for the 500: Ted Lasso or press conference?
Mm-hmm.
Believe in Gandhi. Fight like Ali. Believe in Gandhi. Fight like Ali.
Believe in Gandhi?
I'm assuming the quote is believe like Gandhi, but it's believe in Gandhi on the paper.
Did he say this? I feel like he wouldn't. The Gandhi wouldn't be. He wouldn't say.
Well, who would have said that? Mourinho?
Believe like Gandhi. Kind of sounds like Jesse Marsh, to be honest.
Fight like Ali. do you know?
I mean, it's 1 out of 2. We have a 50%.
So then they can't steal it if we get this.
No, no, no. You can guess the person as well. Tell me who said the quote. If it's either a press conference or Ted Lasso.
No, no, no. We're not doing all that.
Oh,
they have Betty White.
The fight like Ali is the one that feels like a Ted Lasso thing.
Right.
But I watched the show. I don't remember this particular quote. So I'm going to say that it's not Ted Lasso.
I'm going to go with Ted Lasso because I couldn't guess who said that.
Hmm. No, but that's not part of it. We don't have to guess who said it.
I mean, it's up to you guys. It's written here.
No, there's no way.
Okay, we'll just do either one or the other. Yeah, it's press conference or.
But if it's 50-50, then they can't steal because then it's just the other one.
Right,
that
doesn't
make sense.
So we would just.
But the 50-50, you can't steal.
Okay,
it,
so then.
What if we steal it? What if we steal it with the naming the manager that said it?
Which
that's
sounds
bonus,
to me like they know who it is.
or do we?
My spidey senses just went up a little bit.
Hey.
What if we tell you what episode it was in?
Okay.
So why are you? What are you feeling more?
I I'm completely blank on this.
So, I mean, then I'm going to say that it was not Ted Lasso. It was this was in a press conference.
Okay. Are we in a hole of $500?
That's correct. It was a press conference. It was not Ted Lasso.
Let's go!
Who of the journeymen said Jesse Marsh? Because that was right. That was 100%.
Really?
Wow.
That's why I said he thought he knew.
That's
I like that though. If you can name, if it's not Ted Lasso and you can name who actually said it, it's 100 bonus points.
Then I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
We won't count this one though, but good stuff, Gargs.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we get the bonus points?
We don't.
So next time.
All right, you guys are up.
Yes.
Should we stick in journeyman?
Yeah, let's stick to journeyman. Who's that journeyman for 400?
400 journeyman. Okay. So this journeyman played between 2003 and 2019. They made 357 appearances and scored 36 goals and played for teams such as the New York Metro Stars, the San Jose Earthquakes, the Houston Dynamo, Eintracht Frankfurt, and the Columbus Crew.
Oi, oi. Eintracht Frankfurt is throwing me off, dude.
Yeah.
357 appearances.
357.
Three.
And who was Columbus Crew was his last team?
Metro Stars, Earthquakes, Houston, Columbus.
Frankfurt, and then Columbus.
Is that the chronological order of his career?
Yes.
I got a good one. Ah, wait, no. 2019.
See, it's better when they can't actually openly talk about it.
It is.
Ooh, who would have played?
Metro. Can I just say the name? I mean, do you guys want me to say a name?
Say it because we don't.
Listen, if you're feeling it, go for it, buddy.
Well, actually, no, it's not him. I was gonna say.
Not your answer.
I'm not gonna say it. No. Do you guys have a question? I'll tell you who I was gonna say next. It's close.
How could you know if it's close if you don't know the answer?
2019. Retired in 2019.
Retired in 2019 from the Columbus Crew.
I feel like I should know this.
Moreno?
No, that is incorrect.
No, he was way early.
So that was that. Wait, you're not even gonna like discuss with us and you throw Moreno?
No, hold on. Just throwing Moreno out there. I thought of that at first, Gargs, but then I was like, no, that's a dumb answer.
I didn't say a dumb answer. I was just throwing that out.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. No, you can't do that.
I was gonna. I mean, Clint Mathis was closer than that.
Jesus. Who was on 2019 Columbus?
I mean, we don't have that much time to guess. But
no, we got a few seconds, but like it was the year before lockdown.
In a minute,
I mean I had the name that came to mind is they didn't retire in Columbus, but that's the only person I could think of.
We can't steal it from you, so you can openly discuss this.
The name I was thinking was Pipa. This guy.
Oh no, Federico Iguain.
But he ended in Miami.
He ended in Miami,
and I don't know where.
Miami.
Who was it?
Ricardo Clark.
Ricardo Clark.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Good Rico.
Wow.
Dude, when he said Metro Stars, I almost said Preki.
Is that Statman Jack?
Moreno.
Bravo, Statman Jack.
Oh my God.
All right, so now we pick a
500 still on the scoreboard.
All right, you want to try venues?
Let's go venues. You want to go light, 300. Grab a joint in the middle. You want to go five. Pull the big ones off the board.
That's it. Yeah, go five.
500.
Venues. Five.
Okay. So these are more like not just like a specific stadium, but it's a bigger question. So David Letterman, Jay Leno, and more have played at the famed comedy venue, The Comedy Store. One playoff-bound MLS team's home stadium is 14 miles away from the Comedy Club. Or Comedy Store, excuse me. Which U.S. state is home to both of these places? The Comedy Store and one playoff-bound MLS team whose stadium is close by.
There's only two comedy stores, and they're both in California.
That's the correct answer.
That's a 500? That's a 500?
Did you know the answer to that, Gordo?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I used to live in Hermosa.
Yeah, I played in L.A.
Amazing. All right.
You ever go?
Apparently there's some layups in here. Oh, there's some tap-ins.
That was good, yeah.
I was going to say, I thought the questions got harder the higher the point value.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all are up.
That's a 500-point tap-in. Right
hey,
there.
What's the biggest state on the West Coast for 500?
He's just giving his Cali facts. Yeah. He's like, the topography of the North is like, chill.
All right, should we switch it? Should we switch our topic up?
Let's try to get Dax involved here. Let's go soccer IQ. What do you think?
For 100. Soccer IQ for 100.
Yeah, that was good. Dax involved. Let's get Dax involved.
Don't yell out names.
This is early. It's early in the game. Let's get our touches in. Come on, let's gain some confidence here.
We're still warming up.
Pretty easy one.
We're down 500 yards.
Sheets in MLS history.
Nick Raimondo.
That's correct.
Nick Raimondo. Thank you guys for getting me involved. Now my confidence is only going to get higher. I appreciate
was
it.
Was that a 500?
Would we? That was only 100. That was only 100.
I would have leaned on you. So that answer. No.
I just needed to get my beak wet.
Answer, Betty White. Lock it in.
Let's stay with Soccer IQ. Soccer IQ for 200. Let's see what
200.
What we can do.
We climbing up the ladder though.
Okay, we're
okay.
Like,
so this is you got four choices in this one.
Okay.
Which player holds the MLS single season record for assists? Is it A. Landon Donovan, B. Carlos Valderrama, C. Wilder Valderrama, or D. Sasha Kljestan?
That's easy. Sasha
Kljestan.
Carlos Valderrama. With
We get the steal. We get the steal. Right? What happened to the steal?
I thought we had a chance to steal.
Unbelievable.
It's B. Wilmer Valderrama.
That's my bad.
Wait. He said Carlos. Yeah. No. It's
Did
all good.
Sasha get the record?
He got 20. He got
one season.
He got to 20 assists or 21 assists, and it was like he was the second player to do that after Valderrama.
Yeah.
Dak's dangerous on the soccer IQ.
Watch out. You want to keep rolling with soccer IQ or what?
He's like, he's allergic to kale. Hey, he knows everything, though. Dak's got it on lock.
He's allergic to kale.
They would have gotten that one.
Yeah,
so,
sure. We'll give it to him.
They should get that point.
We got the 200.
All right, we'll give you the points on that.
They have the 200.
So what is it right now? It's 1,000 Cooligans.
Yes, Statman Jack is keeping the score.
We got 700. We're down right. 300. Let's go 300 IQ. What do you say, boys? Let's tie this thing up.
No. Hold on. We have 800.
Gordo with the simple math coming.
With
in.
The quick math.
I thought that was a 200.
Yeah, but Nick Raimondo is worth 100. So what's 100 plus 200?
Damn, bro. I thought
can we steal this one?
Four.
This is what we do, guys. This is what we do. What do you think, Gargs? What should we do? Stick with Soccer IQ?
Yep.
Let's go up the ladder. 300, Soccer IQ.
All right, 300. At the famous Red Wedding game between Red Bulls and NYCFC, who assisted both of Dax McCarty's goals in the 7-0 victory for
us? You guys want to take this or you want me to take this?
Hold on. Here's a question. Soccer IQ for 15,000. What's Dax's favorite color?
Hey, you know what? You guys.
What kind of
You know what's great about this? You know what's great about this is you guys could have gone Soccer IQ for 300 and then you would be 300 points better off.
No, we wouldn't have. We would have gotten this wrong.
We would have.
We were crying the whole game.
It was one of the worst days of our lives.
Is this multiple choice, or am I just going to throw you guys the answer?
No choices.
These guys are already 11 beers deep on this.
The answer is Sasha Kljestan.
That's correct, Sasha Kljestan.
Oh my god!
Let's go, boys. Now we're.
Is that your only brace in your career? It's got to be.
Yeah. Don't say it like that. It's gotta be.
If you count knee braces, there's many of them.
He's got four.
Yeah, that was
no knee braces. Thankfully, knock on wood, just sports hernias. Two sports hernias. Right.
That was one of the worst times of being a soccer fan. We were at the stadium that day. We watched. We stayed for the entire game.
The only positive silver lining was it was Jack Harrison's debut. Silver lining.
What was the final score? Was it 7?
6.
7-0.
7-0.
7-0, bro.
7.
Yeah. So you guys were closing your eyes as Sasha was passing it to Dax?
Yeah. I was wiping the tears.
Yeah. They actually chose to block that day out.
Was it two headers or –
Two headers off two corner kicks.
That's what, and I was just like, bro, Dax is, I've met Dax. I've stood next to Dax. He's not the tallest dude in the world. Yeah. What is going on?
Can one of you jump when the ball is headed to Dax?
Yeah. Dude, here's this is documented, but Dax, for all of his inefficiencies, is excellent in the air on set pieces.
Because nobody guards him. No, they have two guys on me, and they leave him open.
Not true,
it's incredible, dude.
And hey, I'm getting an elbow in my face, and Dax is like,
for the Cooligans, here's a little bonus. I still remember exactly who was marking me on both corner kicks.
Oh, please.
Name drop. Come on.
Share. You guys remember? Guess who it was?
It was a defender.
It was either.
What about Morales? That's one of the guys you're taller than.
Who was the dude with the mustache?
Jeb Brofsky, but he didn't play that game.
No, he wasn't there. Keep going. This guy is actually a very good soccer player, just not good at marking on set pieces.
Damn, I don't
know. It wasn't Alexander Collins.
No, he wasn't on the team yet.
Chris Winger? Jay Hernandez?
Nope.
Yeah, ooh, Jay Hernandez was a good shout.
Damn, who was that?
Isn't he burning Toronto down as we speak?
I'm pretty sure he's
standing on the ashes, actually.
I think he's Costa Rican.
Oh, Rodney Mata's not a defender, though.
Matarita?
No.
Matarita.
Wow.
Man, that's
the week after the rumor that he was going to Barcelona League. He thought, I'm out of here. Who cares? Who needs to defend? Yeah, and then he ain't go.
Amazing. All right. Well, it was nice reminiscing about that. Let's move
on.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. You chose change into that jersey. Let's all remember that.
Yeah.
All good. We got to represent.
Can we get 100 points for PTSD?
All right. Let's
all right, Cooligans, you're up.
Let's go venue.
We did venues already. You want to try Journeyman?
All right. Journeyman, what's left? 400?
No, we did 500 and 400.
You so let's do Journeyman for three.
For 300. Okay. So this Journeyman played between 2008 and 2021. They made 223 appearances, scoring 26 goals. They got 10 teams. The Bakersfield Brigade, San Jose Earthquakes twice, Colorado Rapids, Toronto FC, Chicago Fire, Montreal, DC United, Las Vegas Lights FC, and Oakland Roots.
Oh,
I got it.
Why am I forgetting?
How many seconds did we get to steal? 10?
We know who it is. He did our show in D.C.
Who did our show in D.C.?
I'm only just nervous because of the trivia, but I know who it is. yeah.
Get it out.
It's.
I don't even remember doing a show in D.C.
The show we did at Audi Field.
What year are we talking about here?
At the one thing.
All right, so Ben Olsen was on it. The Latin dude didn't speak English.
Yes. He's in Cincinnati.
Pablo Mar.
This is embarrassing. I'm just nervous, and that's why I forgot. I have his name on my phone.
You can look it up without using Google.
I'm not Google. Okay. He's on my phone.
Call him. FaceTime him.
How are you going to find him on your phone if you don't know his name?
We have him as a contact.
That's bonus points.
How are you going to find him if you don't know his name?
You can show him its contacts.
Yeah, what are you going to...
He's just scrolling through his contacts right now.
Are you going to scroll through his
contacts? What does his first name start with? So many
times. Do you even know what it starts with?
You called in during the pandemic?
We're going to have to put a timer on this. You guys got like 30 seconds.
This is like some single nightclub stuff. That dude I met in D.C. That's what he's saved under.
Oh, yeah. Quincy Ameriquois.
Yeah. Quincy Ameriquois. Yeah.
That took way too long. This dude, that's all you needed.
Wow.
Quincy.
I'm impressed you know that.
Guys, he's got a memorable face, that Quincy.
He was a maniac.
The one problem with us journeymen is we're way too nice. Wow. That was so long. That was great. You were about to scroll through your whole phone.
250 points for that.
He's like, is it Pedro? Is it Juan?
It's Mom. I think it's Mom.
That was classic. He can't remember his name, but he's going to scroll through his list of contacts.
He's like, I have his contact info.
What are you going to start with?
There it is.
Emoji? Right. Emoji?
I should have done that immediately. I would have gotten it.
All right. Wow, what a career.
Next up, you got it. Go for it.
Where are we going?
What category have we not used yet?
Stadium and Ted Lasso. Venue or Ted Lasso. I don't know anything about Ted Lasso.
But should we just should we crank out Soccer IQ?
Yeah, come on, yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
What Soccer IQ do we have left?
I think 400's available. 400 available.
Four and five. Yeah, 400. What are you feeling, Dax?
Let's go 400.
Let's go 400.
All right, 400. Friends of the pod. Who had more yellow cards in the 2015-2016 MLS season? Tim Parker or Chris Wingert?
That's the year we started.
Yeah.
Man.
Wingert.
I feel like this is a trick question. I would give it to Tim Parker. Yeah. I feel like it's Wing. I feel like he was injured.
Wings is a psycho. He's always yelling at people on the field. He's kind of crazy. He's like one of those guys that's like super nice off the field, but an absolute psycho on the field.
I also think this was when he entered his like massive like protein powder phase where he was just getting super jacked up and big in the weight room. Cut, and he was just meatballing people.
And he cut his man bun off and became a man.
Do we like, yeah.
Is that when that happened?
I think so.
Coming from the guy that had long hair for 92% of his career.
Yeah.
I've never put it in a man bun. It's
you just wore a headband half your
it's
career.
It's completely different. I think we go with Wings.
I think so too. Chris Wingert.
I think Wingert, final answer.
That is correct. Chris Wingert.
Big one, boys. Big one.
Five yellow cards in 20 games versus Tim Parker. One yellow card in 29 games.
Wow. Tim.
Wow.
There you go. That's Michael Parkhurst-esque numbers.
Very composed for a ginger.
Man.
He got the Humanitarian of the Year award.
Winger catching about six strays there. Yeah. Sorry, Wing.
For someone with no soul, great composure.
My wife is a redhead. She's cool with these jokes.
I'm allowed to say that.
You category this time. Let's go venues for 400.
Venues for 400. Okay. Which MLS team's home stadium has the smallest max capacity?
Which MLS team's home stadium has the smallest max capacity?
Ooh, I think I know this one, boys.
This
Buckshot.
I think it's,
these guys probably have played there.
Yes, I'm sure. I think it's,
if it's attendance, it's Red Bulls, but I know that's not attendance.
The capacity is quite large.
Yeah,
it
just
can't put people in there.
If it's unused seats, smallest capacity, so it'd be a soccer specific stadium.
Yeah.
Really small capacity.
All right. How long do you guys want for this? Because we were pretty.
We got like 30 seconds here. Yeah, we got to put a timer on it.
Gargs, okay.
All right. Final answer. I think it is Inter Miami.
Do you have an idea, Gargs? I think I know this, but I don't. I'm like 65%.
The three that jumped out at me are San Jose, Kansas City, or Dallas.
I think it's I think it's San Jose.
I would go Dallas, but I'll go with you, Dax.
I think it's Dallas. Hold on, before we say final answer. Too.
So they just, but they did the renovation.
Oh, is it before renovation or after renovation? BC or AD?
Also, can people stand in the Hall of Fame?
BR or AR?
I think it's San Jose, dude, because it's small. We just played there like a month ago, but also their owner just came out.
What about Colorado? What about Colorado? It's small.
Colorado's big.
All right.
I think it's San Jose, but what do you think, Gargs? You don't seem like you love it.
Go. Let's go with San Jose.
I don't love either answer. I could go either direction.
Okay. So I'm 65% certain. San Jose, final answer.
All right. It is San Jose, the earthquakes.
That was Alexis's answer.
Literally wrote San
Let's
Jose.
Let's go. Good job, Gargs. Good job, Gargs. Hey, Gargs, great answer, dude.
Great stuff, Gargs. Thanks for your contribution.
Maybe that's what put them over.
I'm just here to support you guys, giving you the answers.
Oh, man.
Given you the answer is you take credit.
Now I'm confident. Let's go Soccer IQ. Let's just keep going Soccer IQ.
Wait, where do you have to keep the ball? Oh, we stole that.
We stole.
Yeah, we stole that.
Oh, let's go. Big steal.
All right, so this is the last Soccer IQ. Yeah, this is for 500. In the movie Kicking and Screaming, which famous comedian, with famous comedian.
Oh, thank God.
And LAFC part owner Will Ferrell. Ferrell's character was set to win a ball kicked by which soccer legend? Okay, I read that terribly. But in Kicking and Screaming, Will Ferrell's character was going to win a ball kicked by a soccer legend. Who was it?
Didn't see the movie.
I didn't either. Come on,
didn't
Gordo.
See it. I didn't see it. I bet you it's Somebody that
Mia
played
Hamm
in
LA. Would
be
my guess, but yeah, hold on. That's
who would you say? I mean, it's probably somebody that played in LA that was really famous.
I agree
famous.
With Gordo on this one. I think it's probably someone who owns Inter Miami.
Yeah, maybe somebody like that that's super famous.
I don't know, though, for sure.
David. You think so? Beckham?
Golden Ball?
I don't. Inter Miami,
as if we wouldn't guess. Is it Jorge Mas?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But,
maybe it's Jorge Campos. I don't know. Let's go.
LAFC owner, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's the actor. Let's go, Bex.
Who?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we're going David Beckham, final answer.
We can steal, but we have no idea either. I don't remember. I mean, I saw the movie. I don't remember.
Are we allowed to ask for a clue since the five of us haven't
seen it? Whoa, whoa.
I mean,
now we're introducing clues.
Oh, come on.
Now we're introducing clues.
Phone a friend. Go through your contact list.
Yeah.
Imagine it's Quincy Ameriqua. That would be nuts. How did he get in the movie? You said it's a legend.
A legend, yeah.
Would you say it's a capital L legend at least?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A legend.
You could FaceTime Quincy Ameriquois as a phone
a
friend.
We'd allow journeyman.
Quincy.
If he answered.
I mean, what's another?
Who are you thinking? What are some without answering? Give me one name that you would
think. Pele. That's what I'm thinking.
Let's go with it.
Pele.
It's Pele.
Ah! Oh!
There's no way. You just pulled that out.
We don't know shit about this sport.
We know Beckham and we know Pele. That's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So would you say, am I getting hotter or colder? Big L, little L, old guy?
How about a little bump?
Out of nowhere.
How about a bonus question? I don't know if Gordo should be allowed to be involved in this, but 100 bonus points. I'm not obviously gonna know. I know the answer to this.
So it's us first.
Which one of my former teammates was in the movie Kicking and Screaming?
Oh,
Thierry.
He was on Will Ferrell's team as a
Thierry
kid.
Henry.
Oh, I know. I know.
You know. Don't say it. God,
I know.
Was he there with you, Gordo?
Mm-mm.
Former Chicago Fire teammate of ours, or of mine.
So Cuauhtemoc Blanco?
No. He was a kid. He was on the kids' team, on Will Ferrell's team.
Tamo was one of the parents smoking a cigarette behind Will. I don't know.
I would kid. Be former high, you guys would.
Drew
I would
Kine.
Be highly.
I don't know.
Great guess. Brandon Vincent.
Oh, I was with Vincent. I was with Vincent. Yeah, that's right.
Did Brandon Vincent come to our show when we did the
live
show? Yes,
he was there in Chicago.
It was Drew, Brandon, and another guy who's no longer with the Fire. But, yeah.
Can't remember the dude's name. He had the satchel.
Yeah. He was there for like a year or something. And then, like, I think he retired. I forgot his name. Young guy. Anyway.
Brandon Vincent.
All right.
We stole it. So
wow,
we get to answer.
That's a big one. That's a big 500.
Right, damn. Next they took it right back.
Again? Or you want to do
Soccer IQ is done, right? There's no more.
Soccer IQ is over. Yep.
I guess you want to do a press conference, Ted Lasso again?
Sure.
How was that a soccer IQ question, by the way? That's like Hollywood trivia. How does that have anything to do with soccer IQ?
Bro, you must not have seen the movie.
Me the questions. Yo, I didn't make the questions.
Is in it. Ask Batman Jack.
How does that have anything to do with soccer?
The answer was Pele, dog.
All right, all right.
Okay, for 400?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 400. The quote is, I do love a locker room. It smells like potential.
That's Ted Lasso.
It's Ted Lasso.
There we go. Come on.
I know soccer player would say some cheesy poetry like that. I love a locker room. It smells like ass and dick in here, bro.
It's true.
All right, y'all are up. What's left?
What are we going?
So you've got 100 and 200 for journeymen. You've got 100, 200, and 300 for venues. And 100, 200, and 300 for press conference or Ted Lasso.
I
feel like
Ted
we
Lasso.
Need to start stealing the Ted Lasso ones from the.
Well, they're mopping up on these 50-50 multiple choices. Ted Lasso.
Take the easy ones off the board.
Bro,
let's go 300. Ted Lasso.
Just blind half pitch shot with Pele.
All right. 300 for Ted Lasso. Your body is like day old rice. If it ain't warmed up properly, something really bad could happen.
That's got, I mean, come on.
I'm hearing Pablo Mastroeni all over that one.
Is that where he's getting his material?
that's gotta be Lasso, right? Come on.
I think so. I have no idea. So it's you, yeah.
All right, that is correct.
We're going Ted Lasso.
It is Ted Lasso.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We gotta make sure they can't get these easy points.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do venues?
And what's left in venues? 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3, yeah.
All right, let's do 300.
Venues for 300. Let's all go. Right.
Which comedian was the first to sell out Madison Square Garden?
Wow.
This had to be...
First comedian to sell out Madison Square Garden. So I'm either thinking... Oh,
it's either your boy.
Yeah, it's either my boy.
Or the dude is at the stand all the time. You know what I'm talking about?
I wish we could write notes.
Yes, that's who I think it is.
All right, Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, all right.
Well, wow. But we didn't say who your boy was.
Yeah. So
hey, I think...
Come on, Gordo, throw it out. I got no clue.
Yeah, I think it could be Eddie Murphy, maybe.
Ooh, I was thinking Richard shout. Pryor.
Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy? I would, yeah, I one of those.
I can't contribute to this. You guys are the dinosaurs. You know, you would know better than me.
It's got to be somebody.
I think
older,
maybe Eddie
right?
Murphy.
We're
Let's
Madison
go Eddie Murphy.
Square Garden. I trust
no,
you.
Better Eddie Murphy. Yeah?
All right. Eddie Murphy is the correct answer.
Whoa! Oh, Gordo from Gordo. The top row!
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's
from the top row, baby!
What a guy. And hear me and Dan thought first, Gordo wasn't going to contribute a thing. Look at it.
Well, this has nothing to do with soccer. It's awesome.
I can't believe we got that one wrong.
Bro, that's a great shout.
Was that your boy, Christian?
No, George Carlin. That's like my favorite comic.
I was thinking George Carlin. He was the only thing that popped into my head.
You would have thought that somebody would have sold it out before Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah. Other name I wrote down was Steve Martin. I thought Steve Martin might have been.
Yeah.
You guys went with Andrew Dice Clay.
New York.
Is that the guy that made a cameo appearance?
Dice was Dice took this country by storm, especially in New York. It was unbelievable.
He was like the Pele of comedy.
Dude. Yeah.
Dice was incredible. Just said Pele. You would have got it right.
Who was the guy? Who was the guy that wore the Jeff hat? That was like the Sam somebody. Sam. Yeah.
Sam Kinison.
Kinison. Yeah. I feel like he kind of predated
Dice. Did Dice Clay make a guest appearance on Entourage for a little while?
Yes. Yeah. He was the dad. Yeah. His dad on the show. Yeah.
He was funny. Yeah. That was great.
Legend. All right.
Did we steal that?
Yeah.
Did we steal that? Yeah.
So you
go. All right. Where are we going, boys? You want to do Journeyman or Venues?
Garbs, you choose one.
Garbs, you haven't gotten one right yet. You get one. You choose.
Yeah, Garbs, you get involved in
this. I just hand you all the answers. What are you guys talking about? All right, yeah, let's go. No, let's stick venues. What's left in venues? I like
200. 1 and 2.
1 and 2? We'll take 2. 1.
For venues?
All right. 1, yeah.
Good strategic play.
Whose home stadium is Q2 Stadium?
Austin.
Q2. Yeah. Well done.
All right.
Austin.
There you go. That is Austin FC.
He's in the game.
He's in. The game's almost over, but
he's in the game. Give him 100.
The fans, 100.
I'll take 100.
The fans
hey, listen, that's
stadium,
all I need.
Sit on a what?
I mean,
that's why it's the 100-point question.
Yeah. Jesus.
All right. Well, let's wrap up venues. Venues for 2.
For 200.
Close this one out. All
right. BMO, Bank of Montreal, is the primary sponsor for 2 MLS team stadiums.
Oh, come on.
Which teams are they?
This is the $200 one because you had 2 layups in the same
question. Yeah.
LAFC and Toronto FC.
That's correct.
There we go. Come on.
They needed that.
Good job, boys.
Wow.
They needed that one.
Right. Stop the slide, dude.
So we got 100 and 200 in quotes and in press conference for Ted Lasso and Journeyman.
Okay. Gordo, you want to choose one?
Journeyman. Mm-hmm. 200.
Journeyman 200.
Okay, Journeyman for 200. This player played between 2005 and 2019. They made 346 appearances, scoring 63 goals. Also have 10 teams listed here. The Richmond Kickers, FC Dallas, New York Red Bulls, Houston Dynamo, Chicago Fire, Columbus Crew, Toronto FC, CF Montreal, San Jose Earthquakes, and the Charlotte Independents.
I know who this is. One of my favorite teammates of all time,
wait,
Dominic Oduro.
Before you say the name, give us a tidbit about him.
He's the fastest guy I've ever played with.
What about his hair? What about his hair? He has pizza in his hair.
Pizza in his hair. The answer is Dominic Oduro.
That's correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Freaky fast.
Yeah.
Freaky fast.
Montreal. I remember him.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
All right.
That's
okay. Good one.
What's the highest value left?
200 for press conference or Ted Lasso.
All right, so we got to
get
that. Let's
do that. Yeah.
All right. This is a good quote. Sometimes in football, you have to score goals.
Hello.
Go on. Go on.
That's the quote. That's all I got.
Who said that? And you got to give me their mom's maiden name.
I mean, there's no way that's not Ted. There's no way, right?
He's referring to him by his first name and first name only.
You saw season one.
Season one was good. I'm going to say that's not Ted Lasso. I don't think that is. What do you think?
That's not Ted Lasso.
No, it's not.
It is not Ted Lasso.
Okay, who is? Do we know who it is? Who is it?
Do you want me to tell you?
Do we get a
guess?
Do we get a guess? Bonus guess? Go ahead, you guys guess.
Aren't we losing? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Whose producer are you, dude?
My bad.
Can you guess who said that?
You guys guess for a little bonus.
For bonus, 100 points?
Yeah.
Mike, give him the league.
It's an American?
The league? No, not an American. Not an American. I'll give you a hint.
Sir, there were
a player that is on the CBS Champions League pregame show.
Say that one more time.
A player who was on the Champions League pregame show currently.
Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah, sure.
Well, there's three options.
Thierry?
It has to be.
Thierry, Mike, or
it's
Jamie.
Too smooth for Thierry to say, but it's probably Thierry.
It was Thierry on
Let's
go.
I was going to say,
Kevin. All right. There's only one coach on that. On
yeah.
No.
He played for Arsenal, Barcelona, and France.
Micah's not a coach.
Micah coaches his barber.
Yeah, what's he coaching?
Hold on.
No one's looking at these messages. Yeah, no one's looking at these message updates. You guys were right about Andrew Dice Clay.
That's impressive.
Wait, what? Wait,
look
what?
In the chat.
So we just got an update in the chat. The Andrew Dice Clay was the first to sell out MSG.
That's wild.
So who wait?
2700. That's a point swing.
Wait, go back. Wait, 2700. Wait.
It says Eddie.
So why did we think that Eddie Murphy was the right answer?
Okay, so we're only down by 200.
Okay.
Yeah, they're only down by 200.
Well, we wouldn't have given you that bonus.
Okay. What are the points? What are the points left?
But wait, but we just got 100 for the Thierry Henry bonus.
Did we?
I hate it.
Nah, we're just gifting you stuff.
I hate it. I would have not allowed that. I thought we were.
Wow, this is great.
All right, so we'll
give you the bonus.
Yeah, I don't want to get bogged down in that now. So
what categories do we have left?
I really want to know what just happened with that answer. Why did we think it was Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy was incorrect. The Andrew Dice Clay was the correct answer.
This is
answer.
Coming from your producer.
Listen, do the producers have access to Google? Or are we shooting from the hip here?
I didn't write the question.
We didn't write the question.
And you trying to throw shade about the dice.
yeah, you did.
The dice.
All right, what do we have
100
left?
100 for Journeyman or 100 for press conference or Ted Lasso?
We gotta go journeyman here. Huh?
Yeah,
boys.
Come on.
Yeah. 100 for journeyman.
Our namesake.
Right. Final journeyman.
Don't worry about it.
They played between 2008 and 2020. They made 437 appearances, scoring 42 goals. They played for five teams: the New England Revolution, the Colorado Rapids, the Chicago Fire, LA Galaxy, and Atlanta United.
It's a breeze.
Oh, I know.
I know who it is.
These are like the hardest
questions. Wait. He played between when and when?
Hold on. What years?
This 2008
and 2020.
Say the teams again.
This is Jeff Larenowitz.
I think it's
2005.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the graphic I was given says 2008, but it is Jeff Larenowitz, so that's the right answer.
We went back on Google, and yes, you're correct. It was 2005.
Actually, the answer is Dice.
Jeff Larenowitz, legend.
I thought it was Michael Parkhurst, but I guess he didn't play in L.A., right?
Larenowitz scored 63 goals.
Right. No, he didn't play in the middle three. He didn't play in Colorado, Chicago, or LA.
But he did. Yeah, Revs in Atlanta.
Revs, Atlanta, Columbus.
All right. So what's the only one left?
All right. Last one is 100 for press conference or Ted Lasso.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
All right. The quote is, "Keep booing me. This is the biggest moment in your year seeing me."
Can we get a bonus if we can answer who it is?
Don't
stop. Just let him answer.
Yes.
No. I know this.
Changing the rules.
No, I don't, bro. I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess.
Can we win if we get this right?
If I can give you the player who said this or coach, whatever. first name.
Yeah. He knows the answer. He's going for it. That's great. Well, how many do you want? You want a 1,000-point bonus?
We tied. I'm gonna say it was Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
It was Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Hey, we there.
That was a good quote. I guess.
On episode 5 of Ten Lasso. Imagine if I lose.
All right.
Final score. What's the final tally?
We tied. The final score that we're seeing in the chat. I don't know.
There it is. Cooligans 27, but I got that one right. So that makes us 2,800. To 3,100.
2,800 to 3,100. But we do have I heard there is a bonus.
There is a bonus if people are interested.
And what is the bonus worth? Do we know? Maybe let us know in the chat.
$301.
Yeah, $301.
How much do you want to wager?
we need to wager. We need the final Jeopardy question.
Oh, yeah,
we need to wager.
If we want to do like final Jeopardy, you wager how many points. And then if you get it right, you get that number of points. And if you get it wrong, you lose that number of points.
Okay.
How are we both going to give our answers without cheating?
It's a drawing task.
All right. So Statman Jack is saying each person has to draw it out and each team
show
every picture and then you pick the best one.
I'm fine with that. So we each.
I need a pen. How are we determining the winner with all these drawings?
I can just judge it, I guess. I'll be as unbiased as I possibly
yes,
can.
Yes, please.
Mike, you can judge it.
Mike and Jack.
Yeah, sure. We got Jack. Yeah. We can both.
And completely unrelated. You like your job, right?
I don't know if we should let Jen is probably looking at this with Jack right now that she would be biased against me. So I don't know if I want to allow her.
Then I go with
the possibility to judge.
The challenge: you have to draw the Orlando City crest. From memory, don't look at anything, don't Google anything, don't look at
all. Good thing we're playing them in the playoffs. I've seen
draw
crest
the Orlando City crest. Christian is so bad, bro. Oh,
but take mine, take mine over there. Can you see
it? No, how's mine?
That's not bad.
Gargs, you know what, Gargs? I've seen worse, honestly. That's not bad. It's really scary, the jaws and everything.
That's not bad, dude. That's not bad.
That's Alexis's. You guys see that one?
I can't. Yeah. Hold it up.
You see it?
Wow. That's like a sun man.
But wait, you guys all drew shields, and wasn't that their OG logo?
No, still the shield.
They have a shield now.
Is it a shield?
I think.
It's still
a
shield.
Okay, who got it?
Closest. Let's look at the actual logo. Yeah, it is a shield.
I like Dan's the best, personally.
Dan's is the best.
Wait, Dan
hold it up again, Dan.
Gargs.
Hold it
here
up again,
comes
Dan.
The rat. That's a rabid pug.
Yeah, I think that it looks like an angry koala. I mean, I guess we know who the winners are.
Journeyman had to take that
Congratulations.
One.
Major League Journeyman winning
our inaugural
Cooligans versus Major League Journeyman Trivia Jeopardy.
Family Feud,
Clash, you know, making the rules as we go along. It's been an absolute honor. Thank you so much for doing this and joining us. Everybody go check out Major League Journeyman. And,
please subscribe, man. These guys are telling some dope. I mean, you got to see a taste of it here. It's
exactly. And subscribe to the Cooligans as well on YouTube, podcast, all the platforms. Follow us at Soccer Cooligans. Major League Journeyman, is it ML Journeyman or what's the Instagram and stuff?
Major League Journeyman and at MLJ the pod on
MLJ, okay. So everybody
Twitter,
go
or X or whatever it is now.
Support those guys.
Only refer to it as Twitter.
Seriously, y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for doing this. And hopefully we'll have a round two, maybe a little rematch sometime after the playoffs. So.
Yeah, and hey, shouts to both producers for putting this together. You guys did an absolute incredible job.
And also Jen McCarty, who did a ton of work behind the scenes as well.
Bro, she was writing questions, writing down the answers to Dax. She did so much.
She's upset right now. She wanted me to lose. You guys don't understand how bad she
is. This is the one thing I learned after meeting Dax and Jen is like, nobody is a bigger hater of Dax McCarty than Jen McCarty.
That's a fact.
And from our perspective, guys, from a couple old MLSers, former players and, soon to be former player, we appreciate you guys and what you guys are doing and have done for the sport, adding some great culture to it, giving it, an uplifting beat to it. So this is what we need, the culture to grow in this country. We appreciate you guys, and we're big fans as well.
Dude, that means the world.
Means the world, man. Seeing you, we've supported you guys for years, and whether you broke our team's hearts or whether you just watched
consistently,
incredible late goals. You guys, obviously you guys have invested so much of yourselves, your bodies for this country's league.
Yeah, your hips, your knees.
So it means a lot coming from you. So all right,
yo, we've been fans too for you guys, with you guys, or of you guys. You remember? Covering the All-Star game in Chicago, our first interaction. I think you guys were just getting started, and Gordo and I covered that game. Well, I don't know what the hell we weren't covering anything. We were like giving chest
Someone
bumps
was
out.
Paying
the city
you,
of
you
Chicago.
Were not delivering what they asked for.
we were delivering nonsensical content to nobody.
They were drinking
beautiful.
On the beach.
This is true.
It was just another weekend in Chicago, but that was where we first ran into you. And I remember both of us walking away from it and being like, yo, those dudes are funny as shit. And we were laughing our asses off every time we came around. And you guys have only gotten better. So keep it up, man. It's great to see you guys getting your flowers because you deserve it.
That means the world. You have no idea how much that means.
All right, guys. Take care, everybody. Subscribe where you got to subscribe. Do all the work you got to do, but support all small content creators. We're all doing our thing. All right. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.
All right.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.